Nolte, WAPO op-ed trashes Lin-Manuel Miranda's In the Heights with woke gibberish. By John Nolte on June 22, 2021. The woke-on-woke violence continued this week against Lin-Manuel Miranda's box office catastrophe. In the Heights, with a Washington Post op-ed that accidentally proves just how little racism there is in America. Jalissa Contreras co-wrote the op-ed. She's the creator of something called Ladies Who Bronchi, isn't it spelled brunch? The other co-reader is Dash Harris Machado, who produced something called Negro, a docuseries about Latinx identity, which is so important the word docuseries had to be included in the title of the docuseries. Maybe I should change this column's headline to a column about WAPO publishing a column filled with woke gibberish and a column to trash In the Heights, which isn't a column. What a joke these self-important gasbags are. Watch below. So woke-a-tard Lin-Manuel Miranda brings his 145-minute woke-a-tard-a-thon In the Heights to the big screen. But because you can never be woke enough, it's immediately smeared as racist because the movie's leads, while not white, do not have dark enough skin to qualify as, well, I'm not sure what, so let's just say LOL. Naturally, because he's a mewling quisling with no penis, Lin-Manuel Miranda publishes a simpering statement apologizing for his woke sins. But that's not enough. It's never enough. So the far-left Washington Post gives two pompous blowhards column space to launch a whole new attack Miranda, but because there's so little racism in America, all they can do is throw the approved words at the page and hope we readers assume we're too dense to comprehend the depth and meaning of all their lofty intellectualness. Here are my favorite examples. But we should continue challenging the systematic decisions that make predominantly Afro-descendant communities more whitewashed fodder for white-centering Latinx. Erasure does not exist in a vacuum, it is part of the larger project of white hegemony and domination, maintained through racism, colorism and classism. The ruling Latino elite is predominantly white and mestizo, here in the United States and in the Americas. White and light-skinned Latinx who use their access to Spanish as a first or second language, as a distancing mechanism from their whiteness. The deprioritization of lived and racialized experiences in favor of a non-existent monocultural Latinidad has no function beyond fantasy. My spell check just told me to kiss its ass. This brings me to my point. In a country where actual racism exists, you're not forced to communicate using words and phrases that have no meaning. In a racist country, you can write in clear and precise language. For example, the government just passed a law making it legal for white people to run down Puerto Ricans with their cars, or Washington Heights just outlawed racial minorities from eating and drinking. But in a country with no serious racism problems, you're forced to invent bullshit like predominantly Afro-descendant communities and deprioritization of lived and racialized experiences and distancing mechanism from their whiteness. No one knows what any of that means, and no one is supposed to know. What we're supposed to do is become so blinded by the academicness of it all, we nod our heads in odd agreement. When you can't talk straight, when you can't use precise and clear language, when you're forced to confuse the issue with gibberish deliberately, it proves you have no argument. The overall complaint about In the Heights, including this specific post column, is nothing more or less than a bunch of spoiled, impossible to appease crybabies, crybabying over a color chart, over the luxury problem of the skin tone in a major studio picture starring non-white performers. There's so little racism in America that America's racial arsonists are not only reduced to publishing horseshit like in favor of a non-existent monocultural Latinidad, they're also forced to whine that the wrong kind of racial minorities are starring in a big studio movie. So I ask you, how great is that? How great is this country? We've so eradicated the evil of racism, the woke-a-tard racial arsons have been forced to invent a language that makes less sense than Klingon. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.